Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 35. Yay! Joined by Cameron Green.
Hello all.
Max Smith and Joe McGrath.
Hello there. Yay!
Double team.
Big teeth for today.
Fucking hate you.
But yeah, where's everyone else's masks?
Yeah, for audio listeners.
We can't hear you in that. Take your mask off, Joe.
I've messaged. There we go. Can you hear me now?
Who did you message?
I can't really see, though.
I said
to Eustace that this will be coming out around about Halloween time. Should I bring a mask?
3 days before. It's a bit soon.
Yeah, but you might as well make the most of it. It's once a year. Yeah. Can I take this off?
Yes, I did say that right from the off.
All the audio listeners are going to be wondering what.
Have you taken your mask off yet?
How would you,
how would you describe that?
It's pulled a bit of your hair off as well.
I need every bit of that.
No!
It's very teethy.
Yeah, yeah.
I love being on a comedy podcast.
Can't wait for the comedy to start. Joe, last time you were here, you told us a great story about you and your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Any more wanking activities?
No wanking activities, but something. I've got a couple of stories.
Why are you fiddling with your crotch? Come on.
Because.
I'm making a new story now, motherfucker.
I write my own, bad.
No other wanking activities. There's other stories I could tell about wanking, but in Stephen Lies today, that won't be coming up. It's the other end of the spectrum. Well, no, it's not. It's just past the gooch.
Simmer down. It's just him and his arsehole all the time.
Now we know which one's true, I guess.
I'm wondering what the spectrum is. I can't visualise it.
Oh, God, yeah.
It'll be all good. Well, thank you for having me.
Cameron,
yeah,
you've injured yourself. It's still the same injury.
Yeah, I was injured last time.
What was it, your ankle?
Yeah.
How's that going?
I didn't bother telling the story.
Watch a lot of countdown.
I'm thinking, did I tell the story? Do you want me to tell the story of how it happened?
You can do, but it involves football. It always involves football.
I
took on 3 players, nutmegged the goal.
It was just stupid. Like 1.5 minutes into this game, and James Ormrod was giving it all this.
The big beans.
Was he? What's the other team?
Giving it big beans to me, you know. Okay, I'll show you the ropes here. Next thing I know, I'd fell off the rope. I had some guy was coming towards me and I blocked it with my right foot. And then as I went to swivel on it, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like maybe my foot got caught in the ground. I'm pretty sure I went over on the top of my foot.
Yeah.
So it just twisted right up.
Oh, that's right.
And then I got walked off the pitch, got in my car, drove back, A&E. The bruising, fucking horrendous. And now I've got to wear like a compression sock for the next month or so.
Sexy.
I think my gran wears that.
You've cut holes to make it look like a stocking, so I think you're really rocking it here.
Can I have that in fishnet? it's buggered. I can walk around when I've got proper chunky shoes on, but otherwise I'm hopping mad, baby.
Yeah,
nice.
Little
bunny boy.
What are you going to do for your rehab?
Do you have like a strict regime?
I've got to like, it's sort of like doing ballet without touching the floor, just like rotate my foot around a lot. Got to get like a towel and put it behind my toes and pull it as hard as I can.
What?
It's all sorts of stuff, but you know, it's them things I can't really be arsed, and they're like,
you're never going to get better.
You have clean
shoulders still. My shoulder's still buggered.
Probably because you don't do your rehab, mate. Yeah. Guys, do your rehab.
Yeah, do your rehab.
Can I sign your sock?
You can, but I'd probably just turn it inside out then, because I hate looking scruffy.
Was that sign a cast? Have you had a cast on ever?
I've been in casts, though.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Actually, my arm was in a cast.
Yeah. Broke it.
The cast of Arms the musical. Hello, my baby. Hello, my knee.
It's actually in Cats.
Meow. Meow.
Better than the James Corden one. Close, though. Fractured my wrist, and the other one was in a sling, so I was like that.
Because of the. Was it the bike?
The picture.
The bike story.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, it's you and John Bishop on that picture, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Great time.
He's in Doctor Who.
He's in Doctor Who. Yeah.
Shut up, all of you.
Didn't say anything. I only saw a trailer. I don't like Doctor Who like these two.
Shut up. Max, what have you been up to?
Great question, Stephen. Last week, there was a 20-minute Nintendo Direct on the great game Animal Crossing.
Wow.
Made a little cake for that, little coffee cake. That was fun.
It wasn't little, I saw it.
What?
Very high skill gone into that. Decorations, yeah, a lot of icing. Decorations.
We got one of those pots of, you know, like the sprinkles.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Poured that on, just the thing came off and just went everywhere. Apart from that, yeah, it was good.
Great.
I love a cake. I don't really think I've done much that would interest anyone.
Moving on. ever had a threesome, Joe?
No. No, no, no.
No?
Although, what happened this week is I got bitten by an insect.
Doesn't count as a threesome.
No.
And I was fucking a dog.
And then, no.
It's going to be spider wank this,
at the time. There's like a dog, there's like a meeting with the... Everyone meets at like 5 o'clock in the local park.
Oh, I was on one end of the spectrum.
And then you just let the dogs have a play and you chat. And I was speaking to a guy and I got a little nibble on my arm. I turned around. There's an insect on it, like a straight one.
Not like wow.
Right, like, I've never seen
one of those fruit flies, if you know what I mean.
It's one of those ladybirds.
That's a good one.
Quip of the year, just taking it back.
Anyway, so it just made my arm go numb the next day, and you know,
it was like someone else was doing it.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, it's better now, thanks for asking. But can you see it there? That was the bite.
Wow.
Oh.
That's why he's calling himself Spider Wank and making everyone else call him Peter Porker.
Look at my web, baby.
Spiders can wank you off.
Okay.
I don't get what Spider Wank means.
That's Spider Man.
He got bit by a.
Sorry.
I don't know if you're more concerned about the logistics or the legality of the whole thing.
Is the Green Goblin in Spider-Man? Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Get Goblin this.
Just you. Come on, take it off.
Use me the Green Goblin. You're Goblin Green.
Goblin Green.
Nom, 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 nom.
As if a Hollywood movie would use that.
Nom, 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 nom.
The one flaw with that. Oh, better sound effects. So sort of speaking of what you were talking about, the dogs. Oh no, that's a bad transition. I was with Zoe.
Oh,
poor
where
girl.
Did she go? Oh,
So we were out for a meal in Liverpool, and then we were driving back, and it was me, her, and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, "Oh, we should show Stephen the dog in place." What sort of family is this? And and they're on the Wirral, and they went, "Oh, we drove into this car park, and it's like known as the dog in place. You should see it." So she's driving down this motorway and then just, there's like a side road. It might be a dual carriage road.
Yeah.
It takes a side road. It's pitch black, but you can just see this one car lights at the end of the road.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
I don't like this at all.
Dog.
Driving down, this car's coming up the other way and it pulls over to the side and it sort of lets Zoe through. So mistakenly flashes that car.
No, you don't flash.
No,
that's
no.
A sign.
I was like head in hands.
Oh.
And we drive past that car. It's an old man, grey hair, looks seedy on
Not
his
bad.
Own. So he goes. We go into the car park. Loads of cars there, ridiculous amount.
Oh wow!
Why did you go in?
This is what I said. Because you couldn't really turn around otherwise. A car has followed us in. Straight away, not the same guy, and we're stuck. We then turn around, and the guy who she flashed is come after us
no,
as well. So I was just like, "Get out of there!" And she told me that apparently they do shows there. She said it's never been that busy though. Mainly, I shouldn't tweet I was going, but
meeting. How often is this like a family day out? If they know like more than usual,
was it a certain
day?
Let's
go in, flashing. Yeah, it was horrifying. I haven't been frightened like that for ages.
Yeah.
But just a lot of old men.
Don't know how weird they're going to be, do you? Or like what the extremes they'll go to keep you in.
She said when she was there once, they started coming up to the car. It was horrible. She should stop going.
Yeah.
I had to be a protective boyfriend like that, but yeah, lay off the dog insights. In other news, I've been doing so much.
You've done a lot. Yeah.
Went to Formby Squirrel Reserve.
Yeah.
Not for dogging.
I saw that, yeah.
For squirreling.
You get your nut.
Hey.
Not a single squirrel.
Makes
it's
sense.
Not been there
really?
For years. I swear anyone who I speak to is like, no, I never see the squirrels. When I went on a school trip, so we're talking, 2 years ago? No. 15 years ago, there was loads of red squirrels there. At what point do they have to take Squirrel Reserve out of their name and just use Formby Forest, which actually has a ring to it?
Maybe they've just been dying off.
The thing is, it seems to be some sort of law that people think is... real or whatever, that you can shoot and you can kill squirrels.
Shoot!
Because the vermin, grey squirrels, are technically vermin.
Shoot!
Yeah, you're allowed. So I know I've heard stories of people who go to Formby and basically
these are relatives, aren't they?
Squirrel hunts.
Yeah.
We got to eat!
We got dogging.
It sounds like rednecks.
Is that real? Yeah. Stack to camp, come on.
Which ones are the dead aggressive ones? The red or the grey?
Grey kill the red.
Oh, yeah. That's not nice.
No.
Racist.
They didn't technically need the kill them. They were just more evolved to live in this country.
What if they met? If they met each other on a one-on-one?
It was like Boots and Crips.
They don't shag.
They don't shag.
They shag. Did they?
They don't shag.
Make love.
You don't watch the documentaries that much.
I've never seen a reddy grey squirrel.
Especially not Formby. See him in Taylor Park.
This is it. That parks in St Helens have more squirrels than Formby Squirrel Reserve.
You let me down. In our local park, we had a bird reserve, but the guy was a paedophile and got sent down afterwards.
Oh, yeah. God, something in the water there.
God.
Did you like to go to it? Was it exotic birds?
I went for it once. It was like, yeah, I think it was.
Went for it.
I'm going to go for it.
Robins, tits. Oh. Pigeons, doves.
Rubbing tits.
Rubbing tits.
That's what he used to get us to do. And then he got sent down.
Fella's been robbing innocence.
Yeah, of course.
Pretty dark.
Boo.
Don't clap that.
No, I thought it was clapping slow the fact clap. He's no longer... No, he's
a
in
slow
prison.
Clap
he's
for in robbing innocence.
Now. No, we're clapping that he's in prison now.
I wasn't. I was laughing at the joke that Steve said earlier.
Which one?
Robin tits.
You probably repeated it anyway, mate. In the other news, Nigel Farage is on Cameo. We all know that.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
he did one for me.
He did one for you?
Yeah, Chris MD sorted that. Cheers, Chris.
Oh, he very did, good. Yeah.
But he's recently hit the headlines because he was on Irish TV and he was talking about, you know, what's happened in Ireland for hundreds of years, then fighting with the British, and now they're going to be ruled under the EU. You know, it's a bit stupid to have fought for their, you know, independence for all that time. And then the presenter, she just goes, who are you to talk to us about, you know, the Irish history when you did this at a Cameo just last week? And it's him with the coffee going, he says the message, then at the end he goes, Abdara. And then it comes back to him and he's like, yes, I did say that.
For 87 quid as well, she says.
For 87 pounds.
All he got was 87
pounds. She throws that in, she knows, you're allowed to do what you want for 87 quid, but, and then she just slapped him in the face.
So ridiculous.
He did another one that was on Twitter, and it's him talking about... saying someone is a certy plug. He's basically some drug dealer, I believe.
Okay.
In other news, a man stood in his garden has been splattered by human excrement after a plane deposited its sewage while in the air.
It's mad that they do that.
I believe it was in Windsor, which is right near Windsor Castle.
Oh, God, the Queen.
Near Legoland.
He was aiming for the Queen.
Women can fly planes too, you fucking scumbag.
Sorry, women.
You're human excrement.
Sorry, women.
Usually they make you... use the toilet after you've had a significant enough takeoff and all this.
Yeah.
So then if you do a big shit, by the time it's hit the floor, it's basically gone into nothing.
Press that buzzer, it goes foof for that. Has he just left the plane?
No, it goes to a little tank.
Then once that tank gets like full, you've got to release it.
So they can release it anywhere.
Well, they shouldn't do it over the sea at the very least.
Yeah.
Funny thing to me is that means that the big container of shit must have been full.
Yeah.
They're releasing it. So what have they been eating? There's so many people just
shitting. It's weighing us down. We need to get rid.
One of those long off
flights. We serve Taco Bell as the in-flight meal. Why?
Adele is back.
Yes. Hey! Adele.
Her new song, Easy On Me, is there to explain her divorce to her son.
Strange
thing to do.
Just tell him.
I think he knows the divorce joke.
Right. You would not believe where your dad's been this time.
Just put these headphones on. If my parents did that, it'd just be like a roast battle between dish tracks.
They never get a look mile. In the other the lads, do they? The blokes never come back with anything, do they? Do you know what I mean?
Do you remember Fergie? It was like... Not the one from the Black Eyed Peas. There was
the footballer.
And it was no. It was Fuck You Right Back. Do you not remember that song?
No, don't. So
you should know that. She made a song and then he sang Fuck You Right Back.
No, I don't. I'll have a look into that. So they did do a comeback. I'm expecting
all those kisses. They didn't mean Jack.
I remember that line.
Yeah, yeah. They had a little.
Oh well,
it was good.
Well, it's a good song though. Good song.
Which one?
Adele's Easy on Me.
Yeah, yeah. She's good.
She's lost a lot of weight, isn't she?
Really good.
Yeah.
Well said, Joe.
What do you mean? You know, I aspire to be like Adele.
Do you?
Same, yeah. Singer, rich.
Lost
divorced and start going out with Skepta.
she's not with Skepta.
Who she is?
Are they, what? Some other guys.
Yeah, have you not listened to track 7?
That would be a battle, wouldn't it?
I don't.
Skepta versus Adele.
I think Skepta would have him, mate.
Yeah, for years.
You reckon?
Yeah, maybe.
What sort of battle are we talking?
A song battle.
Oh, right.
Wrestling.
I was thinking wrestling. Jay Rayner, the food reviewer.
Long-haired guy, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely guy.
Have you met him?
No.
He went to Kebab Kid, which is around £4 to £8, and took a table and chair to eat it outside Salt Bay's new restaurant. He's sort of gone for, you know, rate my takeaways approach. I like
it. Yeah. Doing from the greats.
Yeah, he described Salt Bay's famous move, the sprinkle, as Rod Hull's emu, bare naked and disgracing himself, vomiting down his own neck.
Nice.
That's clever, isn't it?
He said he spoke to someone who was just having a cigarette outside the restaurant whilst they were eating there, and he said, "So how much are you spending in this place?" And he was like, "Oh, about 3,500, 4,000, that is." He said,
bizarre.
"What'd you do?" And he went, "Oh, I'm just a wanker in finance." And he went, and why are you doing it? And he went, "Oh, it's just a bit of fun, isn't it?" And it's just,
just sort it out.
Jesus. But yeah, he did it's good that someone who I thought would be, you know, all about Salt Bay's restaurant is sticking it to him and saying, "Fuck off."
Fuck off.
Yeah. Jay Rayner. Would you go to his restaurant if Salt Bay invited you?
Do I have to pay for it?
No.
Imagine if you've been invited.
I'm getting a freebie. I would like to.
Hey mate, do you want to come to mine? You do have to pay for everything.
No, because it changes it. Because if I'm getting a freebie, I would go.
You definitely would, and you'd be sat there as he slices it and sprinkles it, and you'd be there just.
But if I had to pay,
sprinkle in me mouth. Moving on to just a fucking loser, Conor McGregor.
What's he done now?
He's in Rome. And he's apparently punched an Italian DJ. He punched an Italian DJ. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Use your words, man.
And if I saw a video of him, and he's in Rome, and he's met Johnny Depp, and he's saying to Johnny Depp, "Do you want a whiskey?" He's like, "Yeah, let's get a pull the proper door. Get him a glass." And he's saying it all really quick because he's off his face on coke.
Oh,
probably. His face looks all cokey, if you know what I mean. It's all puffy and whiskey, and he looks a mess. And Johnny Depp doesn't look that doesn't look like he wants to, but he also doesn't want to be punched in the face.
Yeah.
Oh God.
By a mentalist.
And it's his own whiskey as well, isn't it?
Really? That's crazy, isn't it?
It's just, you know what?
It's his own whiskey. He walks around with his own whiskey.
He needs to. He needs to turn it in.
Proper 12, it's called, isn't it?
Proper 12.
I don't know if it's been announced properly or ever, but Tyson Fury might have been asked whether he'd fight in an exhibition match against Conor McGregor at some stage just for a laugh.
No, that can't
be. And that'd be something I would absolutely unequivocally pay to see. Because Deontay Wilder the other week, I don't know if you saw this, he punched a guy in a mascot suit and broke his jaw.
Oh, I've seen that.
This guy in a mascot suit.
American TV.
He punches him in the jaw, breaks this mascot's jaw. The mascot's on the floor, and Deontay Wilder looks at him like
fucking hard people.
Yeah, exactly.
Sticks his hands down by sides and looks at him like, you know, a kid who's done something naughty in the playground and walks off. He then says,
"You like that?
I didn't realise someone was in the suit." Okay, nice one. So watching him get sparked out by Fury, that was joyous.
Were you in the suit?
Yeah. I was upside down, he cracked my ankle.
On the front row of the fight. Get him! Get him!
Dressed as a tin of peas or whatever.
We're in washing machine.
You're bloody nasty, yes! Take him home for me! Lancashire, la la la. Yeah, I'd love to see Conor McGregor get spotted out by a Tyson.
He's not going to fight a 6'9" man, is he?
He probably would. He's fought
Italian
Thor,
DJs and old men.
Old men in pubs who aren't looking at him.
He sparred against the guy who played the mountain in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's
ago,
a spar where they're doing it for Instagram.
Realistically, if the guy that played the mountain
wanted
was up
to kill
against him,
he's boxing now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Eddie
Hearn.
Not
surprised.
Eddie Hearn. Sorry. Not Eddie Hearn. Sorry.
He's boxing against Eddie Stobart.
He's dead.
Lorry magnate. Well, he can't hit him then, can he?
Just hitting the coffin.
Joe, whilst this is your last podcast, anything you want to say?
I love Manscapes.
There you go.
Could do with the nose one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Buy one then.
Yeah. Attention listeners across the galaxy. I'm a bit sci-fi, you've lost me already. All the way from Australia to Houston, specific. Do we have a pew problem? Insert space music here.
We've got space music.
Are you kidding me? Are you making Max do this edit more hard than it needs to be? Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity, and you can shave your anus. I came up with that, not you,
yes,
Manscaped.
That is good.
There's levels to this. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready. Nice. For takeoff, by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code STP20. Got any puns yet, Cam?
I'm really trying hard to think of some.
I could feel it. Inside the package, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker. Oh, that's what does the ear.
Oh, sorry.
Ear and nose hair trimmer. I said it, don't worry. Crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your whole solar system. Wow. They mean cock and balls. Their fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The weed whacker is also waterproof, which means you take it in the shower, trim, 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 wash off your pubes.
Love it.
Because you don't want to shave it all and then you stand up or you move and it's gone all over the floor. How embarrassing. Get 20% off and free shipping with STP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code STP20 at manscaped.com. Your dick and balls need some help.
Is that what it says there?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for tidying up below my asteroid belt.
Something I was up to this week, which I just found quirky and fun. Something that just sparked in my mind. Unlikely celebrity godparents. I thought, this could be fun. Who is Elton John the godparent to?
I weirdly think I know.
Go on then.
Is it... oh, no, that's Tony Blair's.
Tony Blair.
Right, no, Tony Blair's kids.
Tony Blair.
Tony Blair.
One more time, John. I'm kicking you in the head.
Rupert Murdoch is godfather to Tony Blair's kids. Sorry. So that's what I thought.
I'm just picturing Elton.
How are you confusing Rupert Murdoch
and Elton John?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Very different people.
No, he's not even British.
I'm picturing Elton John ordering him to fire missiles at Iraq. I'm a rocket man. Send them.
It's my brand, Tony. It's my brand. I think I've got it again. Victoria Beckham's kids.
There we go.
Yes.
Well done.
Is he? Yes. Well done. I'd never have got that.
Next up, who is Simon Pegg godparent to?
The thing is, a lot of the people he's associated with are older than him. I'm going to say J.J. Abrams' kid.
Yeah, because he's in Star Trek.
Who's the guy? Is it the guy who directed...
It's Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
No!
He's done a ton.
Really? I would have been more of a...
Steven Spielberg, there's two actresses.
Drew Barrymore.
Correct, there's one.
Yeah.
And who else?
Megan Fox.
No.
Sandra Oh.
What from?
No, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, no way.
Really?
I think
the parents of the kids are doing a sort of business move there, making Steven Spielberg that. Oh, get you a few roles.
What's Gwyneth Paltrow been in that Steven Spielberg's directed? I can't think of anything.
Brad Pitt.
Michelle O'Hall.
Next up, Lady Gaga. Oh. She's the godparent to whose kids?
Bradley Cooper's.
Does Elton John got a kid?
Correct. Well, he's got two kids.
Oh,
well done.
Really?
Is that the answer you needed?
It's the correct answer. Well, the answer I needed.
The answer I deserve.
Bono.
Oh, God, it could be endless.
No, his son is in a band now. But
Inhaler.
Do we need Sting's trivia about
Bono, do we? Sting's kids.
No.
He's not Steve Jobs, and that's why we all got free U2 albums.
He does a lot for children in need, so every child in Africa.
Sort of. Brad and Angelina, which I think is close. Dolly Parton.
Oh, God. Kenny Rogers.
You might be able to get this one. No.
Johnny Cash.
Miley Cyrus.
Bang on.
Oh. I watched Hannah Montana.
Well done, Cameron. Yes. You won that for me.
Yay!
You're morning there. We're money boy. let's go for this segment because it's always fun. Get ready for this, Cam.
Max's football round.
Yes. Max, last week we spoke about the Newcastle takeover.
Yes.
You didn't know what to make of it. Now, Steve Bruce, the Newcastle manager, has been sacked.
Yes.
Gone.
What? Who's going to take over? Who do you think?
First of all, don't do that when we talk about Newcastle and the new owners.
Yeah, yeah.
And
for listeners, he did a beheading.
Not. I did. It could be breaking the neck.
Stevie Bruce, what a man.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to see him gone.
I think Bruce Stevenson is a more powerful name.
It is, yeah. I'd love to see a Bruce Stevenson maybe take over the role.
There we go. Thank you for Max's Football Roundup.
Max's Football Round.
Now it's time for another great segment. If you can tell me the Lucas. Quite surprised, to be honest.
This one, God, what a great story. Farting passenger forces plane to make emergency landing.
Big emergency theme from this week.
Three countries, so it's where it was going to, where it was going to land, where it had to land.
Yeah, so any of them.
Ooh, Germany, America, Canada.
Oh, fuck.
Right, I think it was flying from India.
Okay.
You're just thinking of a curry, aren't you?
Yeah, you are thinking of curries.
I'm thinking very tactically. India 2.
Could this be the one where they let the shit out?
This was only last week.
Could have been. India 2, Australia, and had to land in Thailand.
Wow, yeah, makes sense.
We'll go from Miami to Ibiza.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Two great countries.
And France.
Okay, I guess no one got it right. It was flying from Dubai to Amsterdam, and it had to land in Vienna.
Whatever, mate.
What were the fucking odds again, that one? From a guess?
Whatever, no, you just had to get one of them.
That was close.
No, whatever,
you didn't have to
mate.
Get the whole thing, just one.
All right, fair enough.
So some guys, you know, farting up a storm.
Yeah.
And the two men sitting next to him aren't happy with this.
Might
be
so.
It's just constantly.
Stop guffing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Pay for my ticket, homeboy.
So obviously they said that at the beginning.
Yeah.
The guy's like, probably like, no.
I'm looking to get my haze on
in
Amsterdam.
Yeah, yeah.
You're ruining the kush vibe,
you know,
player.
So,
yeah, I've been.
He keeps going. And they start fighting him.
That's a bit much.
That's a bit, you just move.
Yeah. He could have a problem.
Why couldn't he go for a shit?
Might not be that.
Probably the two guys wouldn't move.
Yeah, but you go fart in the toilet, wouldn't you?
Well, if you're constantly farting.
It's true.
Let's go and have a big dump.
I'd speak to an air hostess and say, I'm so sorry.
I like the way you dress.
Could I sit in the cockpit?
Why did you think he was sat over a hole, which was just sort of hovering the plane up as he was farting?
Like a UFO.
We might just take off for another 10 minutes.
We're losing power.
Strap me in.
Do you reckon when they come round with the meals, and like we've got the bean pie or the mac and cheese? I'll have the bean pie. The two guys next to me. You fucking.
They start fighting him, and there's two women sitting in the same row as well.
Yeah, it's a big row.
Yeah, very big row. The plane lands, and the two women and the two men. I kicked off.
Oh,
why are the two women? Kicked
well, that's
off?
It. Yeah, well, the two women are suing them.
Batter them,
Dubai.
The two women are suing, and they're saying they weren't even involved. They don't even know the two men that were kicked off.
Oh shit!
They were just random people, you know, caught up in it.
God.
And yeah, so they were.
Well, what a shitstorm, huh?
Hey, Thursday.
Bit of comedy.
Yeah, it really is highbrow stuff. Yeah. We move on to reliable source.
Oh.
It's back. It's better than ever. It's Buffalo.
Smoky.
Dip in.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Smoky.
It is a bit, yeah. Well done, guys.
Well done, everyone.
Right, now the segment's over, I thought we weren't allowed to say, we're only allowed one word. And well, he said more than
well,
one.
I thought we all done it.
Joe, you're walking a fine line there, a fine, reliable source line.
Sorry.
And Cam is a stickler for the rules. Yeah. Should we get 2 week ban?
I think so.
No!
2 week ban.
Well, great sauce, though.
Buffalo sauce is smoky, isn't it? It's like a barbecue thing.
It's like Frank's Red Hot sauce, butter.
Is
butter? What?
You've got to mix a hot sauce with butter.
No, you don't.
Buffalo.
That's why you need a PT.
No, I need a PT.
Let's slag off a podcast show. Finally.
To the new cinema one with
one that was high up in the charts is The Diary. The Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett.
Oh.
He's on Dragon's Den now.
Who do you think you are? Anne Frank, yeah?
Jeez,
gobshite.
She probably sold more than him.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Oh, Diary, right.
Do you think Diary?
I was thinking while you said CEO, I was thinking Anne Frank sat there on a typewriter in a laugh like, yeah, you best keep shut the fuck up. I'm working hard here, you fucking dotters.
She invented Frank's hot sauce.
Does she have a typewriter?
No, Joe, he's doing
pen
a bit
and paper.
Of improv.
Yeah, pen and paper.
Just say dead loud typewriters, isn't it?
Yeah, that. Yeah,
she also didn't have a tambourine.
Yeah, well, you never went. Ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding.
What tambourines have you played?
Just hit him, Max. Just please. When the thumbnails of all the YouTube videos, it's always like,
yeah.
Enlighten me. How did you become, you know, the world's foremost milkman? You know, that's the sort of vibe, and we're not here for it. Okay,
no. I was left my grandmother Anne Frank's company,
grandmother,
a dairy conglomerate.
I think it was in the comedy. I think it was in the comedy
really?
Section.
Yeah, you
get out of here
because it's a joke.
Yeah, man.
Get fucking swerved.
What does CEO stand for? That's right, it stands for yeah.
Who gets Anne Frank's money?
Why are you clapping that?
Sorry. I was just carrying on the clap.
Do you think we're at some sort of wide thinking convention and you've nailed the question? Who gets Anne Frank's money?
I'm sorry, I was clapping from afar.
It's performance art, isn't it? He's gone to the community theatre, says controversial things. There's only two genders.
Just there in a beret. I pose that to you.
It was the way you left it open as well as it threatening us. I've got more. You won't stop me.
How much wood would a wood?
Do we know?
Also, he's Stephen with a V. Got no time for those people unless you. You don't like Stephen Gerrard? He's a V.
No.
Now it's time for our talking points.
Oh.
Joe's just gone for the shop so he can. Yeah, we can have a bloody good conversation.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot more fun.
More on.
Yeah. Got more room over here as
can
well.
Can we unplug his mic? I've locked the door as well, so we're safe.
Thank you.
Go on, Cameron.
What's in this then? How long is too long for someone you're dating to respond to your text messages?
Oh! I've had this issue back in the day. I wasn't dating them, actually. But I remember I've been speaking to someone for ages.
Yeah.
You know, great conversations, naturally, with me.
A lot of banter.
Yeah, so much banter. It's ridiculous. And then didn't reply for a day. And we'd been replying quite quickly. And she went, I didn't reply for a whole day, lol. And I thought, oh, fuck off. So just never spoke to them again.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
That's cold.
Yeah, ice cold, motherfucker.
That's ice cold.
And what could have been?
I had,
Nah.
I had it with Annabelle early doors, where I didn't speak to her and she didn't speak to me for like a day. And then it rolled on to like 2 days. And by the second day, I just got like proper rip-roaringly pissed in my backyard. And then was like really, really hungover the next day.
Rip-roaringly pissed.
I thought you meant upset.
Another side,
huh? I was just like getting hammered. And then the next day, I got a phone call at 8 o'clock in the morning. And it was Annabelle saying, why haven't you got in touch with me? And I was like, is anybody else this? And I looked on my phone and it was there, obviously. But I was that fucked and I was like, oh God, can we not talk about this at 12 o'clock? I think I'm going to be sick. And it's never happened again since. because, you know, we had an open and frank and honest conversation about it. Turns out we were both very upset, and it's never happened again.
Drats.
Drats.
Can you shut the door, please, Joe?
I think I asked for a Fanta as well, and he's got free Lucozade.
What?
I don't like Lucozade.
Oh, Joe got something wrong.
You said that. Do you hear what Luke said? He says, I'll have a Luke said.
Thank you, Joe. This
was the... Also, by the way, why don't they fill them up anymore?
Also, you know what? You went and got Max something and he didn't even thank you. He just complained.
He's been
in first class transport and now nothing impresses him. Joe.
Cheers,
how long is too long for someone you're speaking to or dating to not reply to a text?
I'd say 2 days.
2 days?
I think if the first day, they might be up for something. You know, they might be up to something, sorry.
Up for
the
something.
The second day, you're getting a bit worried now.
I'd say, so after the first day, yeah. But when they wake up the next morning, then they should, you know, you'd like to think you're in their thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. Because the longer, but especially 1 or 2 days, if it goes longer than that.
Yeah.
It depends on context, doesn't it? It depends what you feel like you owe to someone.
Depends
it
what
can
you,
show a lot about their
depends
character.
What you message them.
The worst replier I know is Tom Looney.
Oh, God.
Why don't you look at me during Tom 2 days later?
I've been busy.
And it's always something like, oh, yeah, I was at work and the light bulbs went out and then... Like, 3 days ago,
yeah,
Tom.
Fucking head.
I know. I'm so cold. I'm an emaciated shell of a man. Now, as long as there's a text before I go sleep saying, you know, that I'm safe, then that'll do me.
Yeah, it's the I'm all right kind of text.
Yeah.
That's quite an easy one.
Yeah, nice.
Aww.
Max, we didn't ask you.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Try it. What happens after 10 minutes?
White hot rage. Here we go. Joseph.
Thank you. If you could choose one musician to perform at your wedding, who would it be? I'd say anything, solo, band,
where
whatever.
Were you going with that? What was the band you were about to say?
I'd like Snow Patrol.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say someone else.
Joe
you were
going to
say artist, weren't you?
Yeah. Okay. No, Joe Patrol. No.
Zoe's favourite band is the Arctic Monkeys.
Great band.
I despise them.
What? Why do you
fucking
like them?
I hate them. Because she puts it on and becomes this cocky Yorkshireman every time. It's like, piss off.
What's it, you wouldn't want Alex Turner at your wedding?
No, so true.
Wrong-in.
Yeah, I'm not into indie bands, really. No. I know it's your thing.
Yeah,
it's
but they're good, though. What would you do if they did say they'd perform for free? Would you allow it?
I'd say no, thank you.
Really?
I want Sean Paul Temperature.
Oh, good song.
I've got this image of Steve sending Zoe a text saying what you're doing, and 2 days later, it's like, I'll have the Arctic Monkeys on you, don't look in pie sniffer. He by gun piss off.
I told her how she behaves when it's on. Like, if she plays it in the shower, she'll have her hands behind her back or something. A bit like Liam Gallagher, leaning forward and sort of shouting at the wall. And she went, I don't do that. And then she realised she does.
Got some good tunes.
Who I'd have all day, George Benson.
Oh, sorry, so does Gary Glitter, okay? You wouldn't have him at your wedding. You would.
Joe fucking would.
Why?
Getting married to him.
Met Joe Glitter.
Joe Glitter.
Met on one of those websites.
Exchange video.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Wrong.
Oh, wrong.
That's the line, isn't it?
I'm trying to think
never
about how glitter goes everywhere on me.
Oh, no. Can't get glitter off me.
Go to a festival.
Stuck
you
on my face
glitter,
for a week.
The next thing, all I can think of is I just can't get out for about
a week.
So
what festivals are you going to?
We just put glitter on and I just
glitter
say throw it
everywhere
on me.
Have you guys been to that glitter booth there? That's a port-a-loo, Joe. Someone sneaking out the back. Boom, boom, boom.
Joe sneaking a Kinder Eggs filled with glitter off his bum.
Oh no, it's cracked.
The sparkly end of the spectrum.
He's having like fairy farts. He's having like a spell.
Hit him, hit him.
Look at that big gay plane.
That's Joe McGrath, that is.
I love like a glittery fart.
Yeah.
Be great at parties.
No, we're not finished. Who are you going for? George Benson?
Oh, yeah, of course. George Benson.
Phillips. You see the guy with Benson?
Love times, love.
50-50.
Right. We got love times, love. Good times, it's all.
And would he do that
there.
One?
Oh, he'd do all the discography.
I've never heard of him.
It costs about... Oh, God. I looked for a ticket to go and see him live. in Liverpool, and it was like 400 quid right at the back of the thing. He's one of like the most legendary soul singers and guitarists of all time. He's just a brilliant musician. I'd love to see him. And if I could get him at my wedding, that'd be the only chance I'd get.
So. I'd have Calvin Harris. I'd just have a big rave.
Oh, he's got bangers though, hasn't he?
He's got poppy ones that people are like, you know, Florence and the Machine, and then he's got, you know, just general dance songs.
What about if Ed Sheeran wanted to perform at your wedding for free?
I'd say, Ed, you know, take a plate, sit down, enjoy the meal, but please do not sing.
I'd probably let Ed have a go.
He's a great musician, very talented.
Yeah.
Just don't like his music.
No.
What about I'm thinking out loud?
You are constantly throughout the podcast. Clown.
I'd love Max, glitter facts.
Weird Al Yankovic is booked. You can't get
him. He's booked. Oh, Devo'd.
Devo, you'd have Devo.
MC Devo.
We could just MC for the whole night. That'd be great.
MCR.
One song for 15 times.
Who would you have?
I don't know, mate. God, I've been listening to a lot of the Highwaymen. Are we allowed to pick dead people? Are we allowed to bring them back?
Oh, no, it's not realistic. Because you can't get them.
Video game people.
Yeah.
An orchestra.
Oh, that'd be good.
Love an orchestra playing like
harmonic.
The Halo theme as I'm walking down the
aisle. Yeah, Del for the Divorce.
Oh, what about Hans Zimmer? If he brings his orchestra.
Don't want any of your hands.
The buffet is open.
Yes. I'd like some sort of, you know, like.
Someone's belly rumbling.
Mine. Mongolian throat singing.
Oh, love yeah, Mongolian throat singing.
Mongolian throat singing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, final answers, mate. Calvin Harris.
Snow Patrol.
George Benson. George Benson and...
Like an orchestra. Oh, God, here we go. This should be a fun one. Oh, if you could only eat one food item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Your mouse flap.
Oh. Very nutritious.
Is this something you could have
I thought you said flan.
Flap.
I thought you said flan.
There's too much of a difference between P and N there.
She's
a master baker.
How would I know what my mum's flan? Because I've eaten a
how
flan.
How would he know what your mum's flan
I
tastes
him
like?
Some.
It wasn't a soggy bottom to begin with. favourite food? Well, is that like a one meal or
does
it mean one
getting.
Food?
Is it like a pizza?
No, for the rest of your life, like breakfast, dinner, dessert.
One meal?
You have one. It says food item. Shall we make it a meal?
An item is too restrictive. Should I just say protein bar and die of constipation? Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, but could you still drink whatever you wanted?
Yeah, big time.
Okay, yeah.
Not smoothies though. What I like is... what I like at the moment is that I've got this firecracker rice. It's just a packet.
Nice.
I think another one. Is it a Tiddle?
Tilda. Fucking Tiddle.
Got a little for Tiddle. You wanted to taste me Tiddle?
Me and Glitter been given
him a Tiddle. Get the Tiddle. Don't slip in the Piddle.
I wish you said Uncle Ben's. Tiddle.
It's not called Uncle Ben's anymore.
Tidal.
Tilda, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shut up. Fucking Tidal's the Jay-Z music.
This rice is fire.
Hey.
So we've got that, vegetables, and then vegan chicken.
Nice, like a stir fry.
I had that last night.
Did you?
We don't buy meat anymore in our house.
Wow. Just... been banned from the butchers. What are you doing with that?
Stick my pork in, hey?
You just made the joke, you don't have to sell it that hard.
Sorry.
Imagine Joe doing stand-up. Hey!
Standing there. You better laugh or else you'll be shocked.
That makes it sound like his first joke was, who gets Anne Frank's money?
Boo. I like ramen.
Yeah.
Max.
Cheers.
I think
coffee cake.
I think mine's going to be a roast dinner.
For really? Breakfast, noon, and
I'd love
it every single day.
Dave's would be a full English.
I was thinking
a good choice,
full
though.
English.
Not if you want to live.
Crimbo dinner. There we go. Christmas dinner.
You got to wear a hat every meal.
That's fine.
Pulling crackers. Yeah. I used to do that in the club.
22-ounce sirloin steak, cooked medium, triple-cooked chips.
You're never playing
football again. Couple of onion rings and peas.
Dead. So hold on. That's a breakfast, lunch and dinner?
Yep.
So the only veg you're getting is peas?
Yep.
Right.
Could you skip lunch?
Maybe some. You get some olive oil, a bit of salt and pepper on some broccoli, bake it a little bit. Yeah. Lovely, that. Nice crunchy broccoli. That would do a job instead of the peas. Maybe I'd have the peas as well.
Thing is, I don't think that's going to undo all of the onion rings.
Yeah,
triple cooked
look,
chips.
I'm going to eat, like, you know, my metabolism is such that I can look at a stick of celery and stick on half a stone. So there's no point in fighting her anymore. I'm not going to try and eat well just so I can come back to football to play one game every 2 months.
There's a difference.
And break another part of my body.
There's a difference.
I'm bulking, not sulking.
There's
a difference. I'm putting on that muscle.
There's
There's
a difference between fighting something and having a 21-ounce steak.
22,
for
22, 22.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep. 60 ounces of steak a day.
How big is that?
You're forgetting supper.
22 ounces. Yeah, I don't know, mate. How big is 22 ounces?
It sounds quite big.
I've seen
14 ounces on a menu.
It's big enough to have piles on day two of this new diet. I promise you that. I'm going to be paying through the nose for pseudocreme. I'm going to have hemorrhoids like another arse cheek.
Fucking
I'm
onion rings.
Three arse
as well.
Cheeks. But yeah, it's worth it because
swap
it's so tasty.
Beans.
Oh, beans?
Yeah, or corn on the cob.
That's not going to help.
Corn on the cob's a good
I'm going to need fibre, so I'll have cornbread.
I'd go for mine. I like the sound of a Sunday roast. That's good.
Gravy, oh yeah.
Which celebrity's death affected you the most?
Ooh.
I've actually got my answer to this.
Go on.
And it was more not because I was sad, because it ruined my birthday. But Michael
Gary
Jackson.
Gary Glitter. Oh.
No. Michael Jackson died the day before my birthday.
Right, so it's not even your birthday, then, is it? So get over it.
It's my birthday. No, the day. Oh, no. Michael Jackson died.
What are you doing on your
night,
birthday? Seeing him in concert?
In the night of the 25th.
He was planning the wedding for the next day.
Gary Glitter couldn't come because he was too busy mourning.
Anyway.
That's how he met Gary. Yeah, met him at the funeral.
We were going to Neverland. The flag was down.
The flag's at half mast and the Neverland ranch.
And I was at half mast.
So was
too.
Michael.
I should never brought him up.
Do you remember when he died? Wasn't it there was that Wikipedia, but for jokes, Sickopedia.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to, it went down. Maybe that's why
everyone was going on.
Yeah, everyone was going on it writing jokes.
Yeah.
And that would have been on your birthday, so maybe that was why.
Yeah.
Maybe your birthday was reading jokes. Off
Can
that?
I change mine?
No, it's done now. Cam,
I've got three.
Yeah.
Can we have one?
How
then?
Can he get three?
We've just said that. We just said, can we have one? Why are you kicking off?
Well, right,
you can have one of mine.
You can't go over on this, Cam.
Okay, well, I'll say Derek Acora then. Honest to God. Because you text me about it.
He was in it. Was quite a lot of deaths at the time, I think.
Yeah,
and he sort of slipped under the radar.
Roger Moore really upset me. What's his name? The mayor of Adam West. That really upset me because I love the Batman show. They're idols of mine, but then when Derek Acora died, you text me and was like, Derek's dead. And I was like, what?
No, I was just watching But You Said.
Denting.
Denting.
Derek Denting. And he felt it psychically. They hated Sam.
I was telling Zoe about Mary Loves Dick the other day.
Mary Loves Dick.
Yeah.
Mary
great ones.
So funny. Yeah.
There's the one where he was like Yvette Fielding. He gets like right up in the face and he's like possessed by this sailor. And he's going like, you're a hussy. You're a hussy. You're a dirty hussy. And she's like, I'm not scared of you.
And you can play to my child about my behaviour.
And then he starts like getting proper in the face. Going like, and I thought, obviously it's not real.
Yeah.
But to be that great of a showman,
to just come up with
stuff. Like, what an act. You can't, like, it was unparalleled at his craft. The guy, hero of mine. I was very upset.
You keep going to me parking spot, you bitch. And you owe me fiver from lunch.
I thought, what a line, hussy. Don't know, I've come up with him.
Did you say yours?
Robin Williams, that was a big one.
That was a big one.
That was the Family Guy episode the night before, or the night of.
Oh, was it? Wow.
It was the one where,
The one where what?
Everyone turns into Robin Williams.
That was weird.
It's one of those episodes where, like, three stories in one. And one of the stories is the one where Robin Williams keeps appearing. Right, we move on to this quirky fucking segment.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Amen to that. Okay.
Okay.
Joe, last time you were on, you told us three stories.
Yeah.
One true, two lies. We got it wrong.
Got it wrong.
We got it wrong.
Now we know the secret.
We got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Got it wrong.
I just didn't want it to be true.
So this time, I'm just going to sit back and let you two get on with it. Okay.
All right, yeah, we can do this.
I'll analyse from a distance. Take it away, Joe.
I once had to sign a contract saying that I will not poo on a hotel floor again. My cousin holds the world record for reading the last Harry Potter the quickest. And I once went trick-or-treating and ended up at Emil Heskey's house.
It's number one. Guaranteed to be number one.
You've told us the story of number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's number one.
In Turkey.
You've told us before.
On the podcast?
No, it wasn't the podcast. It was in the eating one.
Oh, God, it was.
I've got another shit myself one that I can do.
But now we know that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Did we win?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, here we fucking go.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Can't get one over on me.
Yeah. Air high five. Oh, real high fives. Sorry about the sweat.
Now
we move on to a new segment called Funny Chance. This one is you're shit and you know you are.
I should have picked that one. It's like was going to be I once lost my Turkey. Passport was having a poo.
Stop talking about poo now, okay? Probably saved ourselves 10 minutes of you going, oh, shit myself, gluten-free, shit.
Gluten-free?
It's not my fault.
Sorry, Joe.
So I know I feel like I owe you all an apology.
Well, it was about a year late. let's move on to the viewer's most embarrassing moment.
Oh, so, yeah.
So happy you didn't have to lie about that Emil Heskey one.
We've been looking for new moments, and we've got some. I've not read this one, so let's see how it goes. I was in year 9 playing rugby league on the school playground. I was really trying my hardest as I knew the popular group of girls were watching us. My friend has kicked their ball high up into the air for myself and another friend to catch, and my attempt to impress the girl have leapt like a salmon, only for a seagull flying above to quite literally shit in my mouth.
No! Fucking hell. What aim?
To add to that, as I've landed on my friend's foot, consequently snapping my ankle in two places. As if it couldn't get any worse, the crotch on my trousers also ripped in that moment. So there I am, a 14-year-old lad with bird shit in my gob, my shattered ankle and ripped trousers lying on a concrete floor.
Who plays rugby league on a concrete floor?
Just people in the northwest, I guess.
I once twisted my balls whilst playing rugby.
Balls. Torsion.
I don't know which part of that I'd prefer. I'd snap my ankle.
I'll take the ripped pants.
Yeah.
Been there
yeah,
before.
No, yeah, the rip pants.
Well, there's only the seagull shit left.
Have you ever been pooed on? Have you ever been like seagull or a bird pooed on you?
Yeah,
two. One was on holiday. One was when I was walking to the gym.
I was going into school one day on an unclosed day.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And this fucking, I got out the car and it was like something out of Apocalypse Now with a drop in the napalm. I could see it in slow motion, like, oh, cocky. And it's just falling in front of me and splat. So I was like,
no.
On your tummy little figure insulation.
Yeah, very good. I couldn't move out the way because I was on a fucking busy main road. Just had to stand there and let it just splat up me and then turn around to my mum in the car and went, take me home. So she did dutifully and I didn't go into school that day.
No?
I'm not going in school covered in shit.
You got a day off?
Well, yeah. Well, I couldn't just go home and get changed. Day's off, over. Just sort of fuck off.
Change non-school uniform day, just change your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then if I'd go home and then come back and that'd have took about
an
hour.
A day of education, man.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell.
Yeah, that's what it was. One of those bank holidays, I'd have just gone in, sat there, and they'd have made us watch fucking Monster House in form or something. No, you're all right. I'm not asked.
No.
Perks, you're getting covered in shit.
Not cool, mate.
So every day after that, I'd pick another animal, squeeze it on myself. Come on!
Cover yourself in bird seed and just run around the school.
I don't think they'd let you in the school for a
while. Non-school uniform day, I can wear what I fucking want.
Is that uniform regulation? Save it with every bit I've got from the pet shop. Dog's chew toys underneath my arms.
After all that, I need to just, unwind. Unfortunately, Relax Max is in the bin.
Yay.
So we go back to an old segment. Old Faithful.
No way.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
What up, cinema fam? Max here with another episode of IMAX. This week I went to a cinema and I watched No Time to Die, the latest James Bond film. And I've wrote a little review.
Okay, yeah, good.
Guns, cars and beautiful women. No, I'm not talking about a camper van trip with my mother. I'm talking about the new James Bond film, No Time to Die. This time around, Bond is played by Top Trend Guide's 40th most attractive male, Daniel Craig.
Ooh.
And wow, what a performance. Craig shares the screen with some other noteworthy actors and actresses, none of whom were
all
on the...
called actors, mate, so that's just weird. I don't know why you do that. I need to bring up their, sexual orientation. No, that's the wrong thing.
None of whom were on the Top Trend Guide's most attractive males, though, so I shan't be wasting any of our time talking about them. However, I shall say, their performances? Wow. Seeing I had my eyes closed to stop me looking at the vermin on camera, I mainly used my ears. The beautiful orchestrated music throughout the film sounded like a beautiful soliloquy to this tired old reviewer's ears.
Who's the vermin on camera?
The ugly actors and actresses.
Wow. Well, we've already said to not, differentiate between the two.
The modern movie trend to turn to hip-hop and dubstep feels like one is in a nightclub grinding on some stranger, as opposed to sat on the edge of a seat grinding onto some popcorn. And lo and behold, the movie's finally joined the modern age, with YouTuber Billie Eilish singing and writing the theme tune. Good. Could this mean Manchester favourites MCR could be coming to the big screen soon? My jollies are pleasantly shook, just thinking of the thought. The camera is artfully directed through the gorgeous sets and locales our 40th handsome male finds himself in. Truly a feast for the eyes. Apart from when the butt-ugly mingers find themselves on the screen with our tasty leading man. I must have vomited enough times throughout the screening to fill the whole cinema up with liquidated popcorn. And even that was a sight more attractive than the fucking dirty animals we saw on screen. Ew. I can't give the movie enough praise for all the scenes with Daniel and Daniel only in. 5 out of 10 stars. Thank you. Any questions?
Wow. I feel like whilst IMAX has been away, something's gone on here.
So you had your eyes closed pretty much for out until Daniel started, so you could hear Daniel speak.
Yeah, I hear his speech.
And then you'd open it.
Open it. And somebody else walked on and shut them so quickly.
Oh, wow. How many scenes were there where it was just James?
Not many at all.
Some at the end.
The amount that there were, it was enough for a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, it was Daniel Craig, 40th most attractive man, a bit of eye candy.
Wow.
More than enough eye candy to fill up this pick and mix.
Can I go back to something? Just about you and the popcorn.
Yeah.
Why are you grinding on popcorn, Max?
Well, it's sort of any film is a feast for the senses.
Mm.
You've got eyes, you've got ears, but you know what? Wow, another bit of touch.
This sounds like just some weird excuse because no doubt somebody's walked into the cinema, seeing you with your eyes closed, grinding popcorn, don't make it crash, Joe. You've been doing something in that cinema, and you're trying to get out of it right now by saying.
You're wanking over Daniel Craig's voice.
No. It's more of a sort of. Yeah, it's a physical feeling.
It sounds like you enjoyed the film that much. You were having a little way with it.
Well, my jollies were shook because of the music.
You had a wank to a film and you only gave it 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
That seems harsh.
That is harsh.
It's your segment. I just think that's...
You okay?
Get out, Joe. Don't ask me questions.
Do I have to get out?
Yep.
Please do.
Don't knock the tripod as well.
I don't know. I've asked some stupid questions, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do I have to leave? Yeah, please do.
He looked me in the eye whilst he did that as well.
Right. That's a sign of aggression.
Yeah. Sorry about him.
Don't worry about it. It's not your place to apologize.
I need to realise that three people is better than four. Hello?
Who's?
Guten Tag.
Oh, hi. Guten Tag.
I am. One second.
Fucking clumsy.
Hands are dirty.
Your hands are dirty.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Your hands are dirty.
I'm going to talk. My hands
go
are.
Go and wash them.
My hands are dirty.
Oh my god.
Your hands are dirty. No, go and wash them.
Can I read this?
Go and wash your hands.
I am here to seek medical advice.
Joe, I will just cut this until you go wash your hands.
For my inwards facing willy.
Joe, get out and wash your hands.
But there's so many
You've got dirty hands, and we don't want to deal with that. Get out.
My name.
Get out.
Hands are dirty. Is my
don't say hands,
your
are
hands are dirty.
Your hands are dirty.
Your hands are clean. It's a different person. I know them very well. Your hands are dirty. Get out.
No gel in here.
No, get out.
I don't want to go.
Go wash your hands.
Please. Stop touching the furniture.
You can't be near Max.
Do you know how sick I am anyway?
I'm so sorry about that, guys. Anyway, we now move on to a brand new segment from Cameron.
Oh.
We had so many ideas throughout the week.
One of us.
My favourite one was Green Fingers. Each week Cameron fingers something or someone.
Yeah, something green, yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't have the mic on, so we couldn't hear what I was saying, but it was good, wasn't it?
Apart from when I had to wash my hands for a good while.
At least somebody's washing their hands.
That's why we've instilled it throughout this week. The theme. A semantic field if you do GCSE English. but now we've moved on to this new segment called Get the Green Light or...
Yeah. I like a green party conference. no affiliation.
The Green Party, if you want to call it that. So here it is.
Cammy Whammy G tells you how it's gonna be.
You can't handle the truth!
Well, I didn't vote for you!
Okie dokie.
Wow, there we go.
Okie doke.
As I was trying to.
Yeah, I did think that. You know, I'm trying to come up with these ideas, and it occurs to me that I don't have any good ideas. I only have great ones.
Nice. Ooh.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some policies, I'm going to give you some ideas, and we're going to decide where the worth
putting
across.
Where Anne Frank's money goes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's interesting.
Are you saying that the journalist was a Nazi?
No.
All right.
Oh, we're off to a flyer with this segment.
He knows.
Okay, first one. All toilet seats should be heated as standard.
No.
What? You're on about?
No.
No. What if it's a really hot day? Like,
yeah.
You know, recently, summer's going to be sweating.
But how quick does
it
go off?
As standard, though.
You run into a toilet, you're sweating. How quickly does it go off?
I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. With
cold days, you know what I mean? It's a freezer
cold days, but you didn't say cold days. It says as standard.
You've got to have a hot shower and needed a poo or a wee.
Yeah, exactly,
you don't have a hot seat, that's too much.
You have the option, though, don't you? Just
but as standard means you don't get the option until you're there.
It's off his fucking...
Red light, that one.
Red light.
All right, red light, that one, fine. All arguments should be drafted into nice poems and finished off by saying one nice thing.
Get out.
Are you fucking kidding?
What? Get out, mate.
Arguments are meant to be at
right
the moment.
Passion, yeah. It's how you feel.
So angry.
Poetry. And the sun should be shining 24/7.
Yeah, and my bum should be on
rainbows
a hot seat.
Constantly.
Yeah. I think if people in the House of Commons spoke to each other through nice poetry and said nice things, this country would be a lot nicer.
How many times am I at the House of Commons? Never.
Look, I'm not here to put across things that are going to be easy to get by. I'm here to make real, significant change to this country.
You want all arguments to be put into poetry form.
Yes.
Does it have to rhyme?
No, you can have poems different kinds.
This podcast would be dead in the water if that's the case.
In a way, Max.
Already is.
Isn't everything we say already a form of poetry?
No.
So what I'm basically saying is people should be nicer to each other.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's a different rule, and that's something we can get behind.
Okay.
Really?
I'll be nice to you now, so I'll put this one through.
I'll be less horrible to people.
Well, yeah,
only a bit.
Okay. So I'm making real significant changes
with that one, possibly.
No.
It's not getting through.
You got any nice things to say?
Just saying, people should be nicer is a bit of a weak policy.
Well, not really, because all arguments should be drafted into poems.
Shit
all right,
here.
All right. So I've not even said
free Maz Baz.
I've not even said that you have to do it as a poem. You should just write it as a poem first of all.
The poem isn't going
to
happen
because then you have to think about what you want to say.
What about this? What about this?
Arguing with a foreigner.
Yeah.
What if you're Priti Patel? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if she had to write poems, she'd probably think a lot more about what she's doing, wouldn't she? And she wouldn't be quite so nasty.
Wow, he's got me thinking now.
Yeah, I have.
What a first poem.
No, it's ridiculous.
So, have you ever had an argument with someone and said, oh, I wish I'd not said that?
No.
I really regret that.
Yeah, but I also had an argument with someone saying...
That's why you have apologies.
I wish I wrote it down and put it in a poem.
The apology letter could be poetry.
Prevention rather than cause.
Not a lot rhymes with sorry, though.
What if you know, there's been a horrific hit and run? And I run over to them.
Not a great one. I love those Channel 5's best hit and runs.
And I run over
Clark.
And I'm Ainsley Harriet. He was the real presenter.
Yeah.
Just got Brian Clark there to run him over.
You know, I'm gonna change it up a little bit. There is a bomb going off, right? Yep. There's like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm arguing with the guy about red or blue wire. Yep. Yeah, I'm not going to fuck off and write a poem.
That's so, true.
Why are you there?
Well, you don't have an argument, you have a constraint.
Why am I not there?
Fucking hero syndrome over here.
Exactly.
Surely that guy would be a bomb disposal expert.
No, it's me and Terry from down the road.
Can't they both just fuck off then?
Well, you know what Terry's
like. Can't they both just get out of there?
Yeah, what are they blowing up?
You haven't got time to.
Just blowing up the whole of the place we're in.
Why are you left to deal with this mess?
If it's a Greg's, just get out.
Why is he in Greg's, eh?
Oh, fat shaming. What if you're not good at poetry? Yeah.
Well, then you learn a new skill.
True.
Well, if you don't want to learn that skill?
Well, if you can't learn
well,
it?
Well, then that's...
Imagine Dave writing a poem.
I think it
imagine Dave
could be a new skill. Could be a new skill. Are we all just really
we have rubbished this idea from the get-go.
I'm a man with no arms or legs.
I like the approach of, you know, being nice or short, but that is too wishy-washy.
Well, look, I
want
like
a real policy.
I just really like poems.
I like poems.
There you go.
This isn't, you know, pass the ball around the group and someone says something.
Why don't you just make the law write poetry more? Some people.
Well, that leads on to another one that I think you won't like either. Painting should be nationally mandated and everybody should have to paint one picture a year.
No.
Bollocks.
That's fucking rubbish, shit. Mate.
What's it on about?
It's very soothing. It's very soothing.
With what crayons?
So is a massage.
Yeah, soothing to you.
That should be law.
No, it shouldn't.
Things that are soothing to you might
everyone
be horrific for me.
Everyone should have the opportunity to explore the creativity.
Right, how about this? I'm a poor woman, and I watched my father die in a painting accident.
Can I just say,
drowned in a vat of paint.
Podcast have gone downhill.
He said your name.
Shall we roleplay this?
He drowned in a vat of paint. So painting to me now is horrific and scares me.
If it was black, at least he's good for the funeral.
There you go.
Yeah, but you get all your emotions and your angst out by overcoming your problem. It's like when you're afraid of dogs. You know, you get
you
a dog.
Out,
I was afraid of dogs.
Yeah, you get a dog. You're happy as Larry.
No, I wasn't.
Well,
Larry,
did you have a dog?
Larry was mauled.
No, never.
Larry was mauled.
Larry's very sad.
By a cat, ironically.
I think things that are soothing to one person will be a torture to another.
Well, it doesn't have to be like a really good painting.
This fucking green party
and you could
is
have,
down the
you could
pan.
Have like a big exhibition at the end of it as well.
Do you realise at the end of this we're getting heated toilet seats that people don't want?
I've got one prop one then, but that's pay to ban pay to win mechanics in games and shit. Big companies that are just trying to rinse everyone.
Gambling. I've started taking Klarna, which means you pay later. How mad's that? That's unbelievable. That if you're fighting an addiction, you've got no money, and you can now pay later. Fuck off, Klarna.
Yeah,
it's a gambler. People are addicted.
You got Joe on his soapbox now.
Yeah. So these kids are addicted to these games, and it's teaching them dangerous lessons. If we want to help kids, we should microdose them drugs.
So true. Is that your policy?
Microdose kids drugs. They won't get addicted to them later like the French with wine.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Cam.
Remember to get your policies into... What's you doing to... Your Instagram? DM you?
DM us your policies on my Instagram. That'd be something.
Get it into... what's your Instagram name? Instacam?
Instacam, I think.
Is there a number?
It'll be underneath this video.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be there. Send your policies in. And we will make the world a better place, hopefully.
Yeah, thanks, peeps.
They could be good ones. You know, it doesn't have to be like this week's. Right, Joe, this is your time to shine.
Yeah, balls up twice
Joe's
now.
Woes.
Joe's woes.
It's Joe's woes.
Two opportunities are missed.
You didn't have lucky. You don't need to worry about hands are dirty.
No.
You weren't there for it.
No, of course.
The room, you?
Never was there.
It's just a quirky thing to get you in and out.
Here we go.
Yep.
I've got three Halloween ones because I thought we were all going to be dressed up at this point.
This has been the Halloween special. Wow.
Here we go.
Have you not
noticed? We'll do that next week.
Pumpkins, when you cut them, what's with all the seeds? All the good, dirty bits.
How they reproduce? There'd be no more pumpkins ever because that's how they fucking reproduce.
Well, what do you do with the seeds? Do you start
planting them?
Do you plant them?
Well, I don't, but pumpkin farmers
Guys,
do.
Right. Write a fucking poem. Go on.
Can I just say, this sounds a bit weird, but I really like the feel of it.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, I know, it's all liquidy.
Put your hand in and just squeezing it.
You can turn it into curry.
Can you?
Yeah, pumpkin
you can
curry,
turn it into curry.
What, with the seeds?
All curries make me
all
grumpy.
All the pulp inside, take the seeds out, boil it, turn it into curry. It's quite nice.
If you just boil it, it turns into curry.
No, yeah, obviously.
You're off your head.
Not.
Anyway.
He says it with such conviction.
Take him away.
Second one, toffee apples are done, aren't they?
But they do chocolate apples now.
Hey. Yeah, but do you like it though?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
Just the chocolate.
I actually don't. Just the chocolate.
I like the toffee, and then I bite into the apple, and I'm so disappointed.
I don't like toffee apples. I like chocolate apples. The novelty of the chocolate. Yeah. That's it. Can they put sprinkles on top? Oh, it's good.
They do look nice, but as soon as you get to the apple, it's
the apple shit.
Apple then chocolate then toffee, or toffee then chocolate.
What's your favourite apple? Yeah. I'm a Royal Gala man.
Granny Smith.
Yeah. Have you ever tasted Granny Smith?
You're trying to flan, didn't you?
He's playing chess, this guy. You're all playing checkers.
I've made that joke to him quite a few times.
It's weird how many apples there are. Pink ladies.
Yeah, yeah. Your grandma's a pink lady.
No, she's not.
At least one bit of her is.
Hey!
No. Not the accident.
I'm a final...
She fell in a vat of pink lady. Yeah.
But the only thing that didn't get covered... Luckily, she was wearing a chastity belt at the time.
So one day she wore knickers.
Oh, that's funny.
Talking about a forehead.
What?
Talking about a forehead.
Yeah. Oh.
What did you think I said?
You said it went all on my forehead. Like,
That's disgusting. What's the next one, Joe?
Oh, what? The thought of Max in sexual encounters is disgusting to you.
Fuck you, Joe.
Max's mum's fanny.
My mum and nan.
Oh, your nan's fanny.
Sorry.
And the final one is watching some old horror films, The Shining, Halloween,
Shining starring Ryan Lockhart.
they're all all right, but there's just... what annoys me, what the woes is that Shining's a bit shit.
Shining's not a
shit. Shining's shit.
Thank you, Joe, for your woe.
Thank you.
Shining's amazing.
Shining's shit. Shit. Sorry, have you seen Shining?
Stop arguing.
Have you seen, you can equalise here.
No, Shining's shit. I mean, no, it's good.
Thank you.
No, it's game over. It's good. Game over. Okay, move on. It's the final question. This is from Aiden, who DM'd in saying, if you were on a desert island, which two from the podcast would you take with you?
You'd go with me.
I'll answer first. I would take Thomas Looney.
Yeah.
For the following reasons. He's quite useful. You know, he's... don't have to text, you won't have phones. Doesn't eat much.
True.
So, yeah, if we do get food, I can have more.
He's so annoying.
He's a vegan.
Oh, so he won't kill you.
Yeah, eat the plants, yeah. He's taller than me, so he can reach higher. He can climb, yeah, that sort of thing. And I'd take Max.
For the complete opposite reasons.
Yeah.
Kill you.
Yeah.
Eat you.
Yeah.
Just entertainment. I wouldn't kill him and eat him.
You need some fucking entertainment with Tom Looney on. Jesus fucking Christ.
And it'd just be a rotation of, you know, two ganging up on one until he gets to me and I walk off into the sea, so just crying.
How, could I ask what the desert island, like, in your head?
Epstein Island.
Is it like
Epstein
Lost?
Oh, God. The only thing we've deserted here are fucking morals, I guess. Jesus Christ.
Can you build a raft?
Can I build a raft?
Yeah. I'm thinking about...
Scouts.
Got time to...
When
learn,
he was 23.
Do you want to join
in? They kicked me out. Can I join in?
Can you build a raft?
I said sinking into the river.
Just pops a boat.
Hello.
I can build a tent.
I've got a badge that says beware.
Okay, so it's like Lord of the Flies-esque. It's a jungle mess.
It's like Kinzuki's Kingdom kind of thing. You can live there for...
Spiders that will be that big on the island, they probably could wank you off.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. I'm going to go with you.
Get me away.
You've gone there on purpose to get away from Joe.
I'll be taking Tom for your reasons.
No, he's with me, mate.
No, that's not his.
Why Tom?
Okay. All right, I'll just go by myself.
Can you do that, just go by yourself?
No, you've got to take two people.
You have to take two.
Yeah, have to.
Ryan's easy going.
Yeah.
See, I think if you took Ryan and Dave, I'm trying to think of this in a way like, you know, you get top trumps. And it's like the survival categories you need on an island. Yeah. So you need someone who's like enterprising and will be constantly like doing stuff and wanting to get you off the island and constantly busy. Yeah. See, I'd be shit at that. So I'd need someone who's very you know, yeah, bury that. So that'd be one of these two. Get up and go, yeah, get up and do shit. But then...
But I'm very annoyed.
You'd get more annoyed at when I didn't do shit that way.
Instantly. Yeah, so that's why you're not coming with me.
When you turn up and all you brought is a fucking Halloween mask.
I got four balloons with me. Where have they gone?
This is why.
Think one's over there.
I have to die.
I'll blow it up by the end of the show.
So I can picture it if I was like, can we come on, we need to build a boat, and I was like, fucking hell, I'm smoking some reefer, and you're like, get fuming at me like at football.
Fucking Marijuana Island, are you on?
Yeah, Kush Island.
And you're trying to get off
Kush Zuki's Kingdom.
And they're like, come on, Ryan and Dave, we're going, see you later. Then you need like the easygoingness, but that wouldn't really help you get off the island.
Yeah.
I'm really sucking the fun out of this, but you never know.
What about
know.
You, Max?
Me? Great question. Do we want that by the mic?
Do we want it full stop? That's a real question.
Let it go.
How is that Halloween?
They weren't worth £2, these, were they?
No. Dude, that's a lot of
you
money.
You know the answer, Joe. If there was ever a metaphor for how we felt.
Who will I take? Cameron?
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. I think we'd have a laugh.
What?
Yeah, I think...
I'd have to sit in the shade a lot, though.
Realistically, to me... In my head, I'm like, we're never getting off this fucking island. Because we're in the middle of the... I don't know what ocean we're in.
Oh, yeah.
Atlantic. You know,
mate, a raft isn't going to get you fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you get on a raft, you go, what, you get 2 miles out, there's a storm, it sinks, you're 2 miles away from land.
You've not seen life of pie.
The only thing you could realistically do is get to a really high place and stick a mirror up there.
Yeah.
That way someone comes past and they're like, that shouldn't be shimmering like that. Let's go and have a look.
Yeah.
And then you might get saved.
Do I want to take Dave? No. Do I want to take Ryan?
What?
No.
Ryan's not bad.
Did you take me?
No.
So I'm not going anywhere with anyone.
You got your own island.
I don't want to go with
you. You're not getting
Holland. I don't want to go with you. Focus.
It's Cameron and Stephen.
Wow,
that'd be all right, wouldn't it? I think we'd have a nice enough time.
Yeah,
we could play volleyball.
just be stood there with a big rock pounding my head in.
I'd never do that to you.
I think
we'd never get anything done.
You know what? Yeah,
not vlogging.
Maybe I'm pounding myself.
Hey, after maybe a week. We'd have some hammocks, we'd be set.
But actually,
we'd want to
do
more shit.
The third day of me picking up clams to my chest and going, oh, Cameron, it's me.
I think the issue is, I think you would get annoyed with us too, talking about certain things.
Because
we'd have to just talk
about it. By day five, I've got a list of rules of what we can and can't do.
You remember that game we played 50 years ago?
Exactly, yeah.
We never got to that back for blood, did we?
As soon as
he dies,
years.
We're like, right, Dr. Uta.
No,
I don't think you can survive 50 years.
Joe, who are you taking?
Cool. I'm taking Cam.
I'm popular for this, John.
And Ryan.
There you go.
Get fucked, Joe.
God, we're
you
so
didn't take
dead.
Me, so I'm taking
we're
you.
We're deader than dead.
Got Ryan. You could stick
we're
Ryan
DOA.
At the top of the mountain. Of his forehead shine.
Morse code, just cover it up and flap it.
Just get a bit of sand and put it on his head so when it burns out SOS and he shimmers it into the night sky.
In Houston, they're going to be like, one of our satellites has picked something up.
Robert Pattinson sat on the plane. That's not a signal. That's a warning. Get down there, Ryan.
And then just a load of shit just flies out the plane. And
we're safe.
Well, there we have it. Let us know who you take. Oh, no one's watching. Anyway, thank you for watching. Stay safe. Oh, no, I've been joined by Cameron Green.
Oh, get him, Cam.
You know that already, baby.
Max Smith.
See you later, guys. Love you to chat.
And Joe MC Graff.
Thank you.
Stay safe, stay humble. And goodbye.